After Michigan State football coach Mark D'Antonio stepped down suddenly last week, the Spartans embarked on a bumpy search for his replacement. After several candidates declined, MSU AD Bill Beekman doubled Colorado coach Mel Tucker's salary and got his man. Michigan radio sports commentator John Eubakin explains how we got here.
Last week, Michigan State football coach Mark D'Antonio announced that he was retiring. The news was not surprising, but the timing was. There were a lot of good reasons for D'Antonio to step down, some positive, some negative. He had done just about everything he could do at Michigan State. He had earned Big Ten's Coach of the Year twice, won 3 Big Ten titles, and beat arch-rival Michigan 8 times. He's also 63 years old, he's already had a heart attack, and he's been sued by a former employee who can testify about D'Antonio's role in recruiting a player who has since been convicted of sexual assault. 2 months ago, I predicted here that D'Antonio would step down, but not before January 15th, when Michigan State would give him another $4.3 million just for being the head coach that day. Some called it a loyalty bonus, but that proved a poor name for it. A couple weeks after depositing that loyalty bonus, D'Antonio quit, which sent Michigan State into a tailspin. The timing was horrible. Weeks after the annual coaching job fair had ended, and a day before the recruiting season closed. Worse, Michigan State's current athletic director, Bill Beekman, is uniquely unqualified for his job. The previous AD, Mark Hollis, had to resign in the wake of the Larry Nassar scandal. No small thing, of course. But he was otherwise a highly regarded leader on the short list of candidates to replace Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney. Hollis knew coaches and coaches knew him. When Hollis resigned, D'Antonio helped promote Bill Beekman, the former secretary to the Board of Trustees, who had zero experience in athletics. But he did have one quality D'Antonio liked. Beekman was not about to push back on anything D'Antonio wanted, including his $4.3 million loyalty bonus. Replacing Hollis with Beekman was convenient for D'Antonio in the short run, but cost Michigan State when it mattered most, now. Beekman had no idea how to run a national search. This helps explain why every candidate Beekman sought to fill a very appealing position kept saying no. They were not about to risk their careers on a placeholder AD who probably won't be there in a few years and shouldn't be. Even former Michigan State defensive coordinator Pat Narduzzi only gave Beekman's offer about 5 seconds of consideration before declining. Most surprising was seeing University of Cincinnati head coach Luke Fickell, who many reporters said was a sure thing, turn down Beekman too. Spartan Nation flew into full panic. But Michigan State still had a lot to offer and plenty of good candidates who would jump at the job. They weren't all big names, but big names aren't always the best candidates. Some of the best coaches in college sports were considered virtual nobodies when they were hired, a list that included Michigan's Bo Schembechler in football and State's own Tom Izzo in basketball. State had plenty of such candidates to consider, including Eastern Michigan's Chris Creighton, who's done an amazing job at the historic graveyard of coaches. I believe Creighton would have been better than any candidate left, and hungrier. But I had little faith Michigan State's fill-in AD Beekman would know how to find such candidates or have the confidence to hire one. Instead, Beekman hired Colorado head coach Mel Tucker, who had already turned Beekman down once. After all, Tucker had just finished his first year as head coach, winning 5 games against 7 losses. He had work to do. But Beekman backed up the Brinks truck and offered to double Tucker's salary and his budget for assistant coaches. It worked. Tucker accepted, and Beekman was off the hook, even if State paid twice the market value for an unproven coach. Perhaps we should point out here that just because you pay a man $5 million does not mean that he is worth $5 million. Will Tucker succeed? Who knows? He has no experience either. Really, we only know one thing. Beekman's ineptitude made Tucker very rich.